Coach, how about starting us off with your opening thoughts, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Well, I thought we had an excellent opportunity to extend the game in the first half as far as getting a lead. We just didn't convert on enough free throws and inside shots that we had typically would go down, but you know that's the way the game's played. Kids came back, second half, got it down to two, good position, and then all of a sudden, when they started spreading it out, their offense became layups and free throws, and we didn't convert at our end. So it didn't really seem like a 20-point differential.
It does seem like every time you guys made a run, they were able to kind of stem the tide and then get a spurt on them, even in the first half when it was very close. Every time you guys got close, it seemed like they responded. They're a good team.
Well, they're one of the finest in Indiana, and we have nothing to hang our heads about. They are definitely a quality basketball team, and give them credit for doing the things they do, and the transition game, and their shooting, and their defense all makes a really nice package.
Wayne, a little bit about your seniors. You guys got four state championship games in 4 years. A little bit about this group.
Well, I can't say enough about the leadership of this senior group. They're just outstanding. If you had a opportunity to come to our gym and watch them work and watch them bring the young kids along, it was really a great learning experience for our younger group of players. And there's, you know, these two seniors sitting by me are they're really good basketball players, but they're much better people. So when you have that combination, you can't lose.
Darby, I know you touched on it a little bit after you won the Mental Attitude Award, but what are you taking away from these past 4 years, and specifically this year when you broke the single season scoring record?
I mean, overall, it's never been about, you know, scoring or any of that. It's about winning, and I think that each day we came into the gym and we got better, and that's what Coach said. If you can come into the gym and get better today, it's something that you were yesterday, then you're doing your job. And overall for me, that's what I'm most proud of this team for, is we could have easily said last year that let this game last year define us, and we didn't. We came in every day and we set a goal and we worked hard, and overall this season in particular, that's what I'm most proud of, is we never quit. We never quit. So
Darby, you hit a shot there to cut it to three with about 7 minutes left or so, and looked like you get a lot of momentum at that point. You know, from there on, Harry Trisha kind of dominated the rest of the game. Did you sense maybe they changed something, or what was your kind of thoughts on the how they kind of turned the momentum back?
You know, it was a tough stretch there. We changed defenses a little bit, and they converted. You know, we go into a 2-3 zone where it's you have to run around and scramble and get his steals, and they're a great basketball team, and so they just capitalized on what we were doing. And so I would say that it's just they're a great basketball team, and they just capitalized on it. I don't know if we did anything different or if they did anything different, but I would just chalk it up to they're a pretty good basketball team.
Kevin tied the 2A state record with 16 rebounds. Seemed like a lot of 17 rebounds,
okay.
I believe. They're running a lot of stuff through you because of their zones. Talk to me a little bit about the everything that you were having to deal with out there between having to run through the high post and then also their bigs down low.
Yeah, sorry, is this like loud enough? But we knew from the start that you know, if we could run the in and out, because, you know, they would collapse down and we could kick it out to open shooters. So this whole week we kind of emphasized that along with ball movement. And we had some, you know, great possessions. I mean, for an overall standpoint, I think our offense was pretty good. So, yeah, I think that's what we really worked on this week, and we just fell short. So.
Okay. What has it meant to you to be at Canterbury Cavaliers and get a four state championships?
It's just been the biggest blessing. You know, Canterbury is more than just basketball, of course. You know, the basketball comes with it, and I've been so blessed to be on this team, and I've been able to play with great players. But just going to Canterbury was the best decision of my life. It's, you know, made me a better person, and you know, I'm so fortunate. So.
Coach, was there anything specific about Heritage Christian's offense that made it difficult and allowed for them to stretch that out at the end?
Well, they're so talented that their transition, that was our number one, rebounding and transition were the two things that we felt we had to do to slow them down. And for the most part, as I said, you know, even into the fourth quarter, we'd done an acceptable job, I felt. The offense that I put in this week was one that I felt would be effective, and it proved to be so. We wanted to try to go through Kat and Darby, move her behind Harris on the defense, and we got some nice looks. But then in the fourth quarter, we were not able to convert, and they did. So it was a situation where they got some transition buckets, and also then when they spread it out, they got some layups. So credit them for being able to make that adjustment.
When your starters essentially playing the entire game, was fatigue an issue at all?
Well, the issue might have been when they went into the four corner, whatever you want to call it, the delay, looking for the backdoor cuts and the layups. It's tough to cover any time, whether it's first quarter or the fourth quarter. I thought our kids did an acceptable job from that standpoint.
Mason, that's one of several returners for next year. I mean, Darby mentioned not letting last year's championship game define this year's team. What's it going to take to grow from this loss going into next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think coming into this year, I mean, losing state last year by three, we were just really motivated to come back and work hard every practice. And like Darby said, just get better every day. That's what coach tells us. That's what our job is. And so I think that's just going to be our mentality. Just keep pushing forward going into next year. We're going to work with what we have. And every day at practice, we're just going to come in and get better. And we're going to fight to get back and make a long postseason run just like we have in the past.
Darby and Kat, you guys came in as freshmen to a story Class A program. You guys leave with a program that's headed to Class 3A. How has this program evolved over the 4 years you guys have been here?
I think, I mean, overall, I've loved watching the program grow. You know, it's been, not very many people thought that we would do well in 2A, and I would say we've done a pretty good job. And so, going to 3A, it's just another challenge, and I know that every person standing behind me is up for it, because every single day they come in and they get better, and they have great mentalities, and there are so many people back there that have what it takes to be great, and they are great, and they're just going to keep getting better, so they'll be just fine.
Any other questions, anyone? Coach, ladies, thank you for your time.